morning. K4BAN, down near Pumpkin Town, about to get on Highway 11, Highway 8.
And, I'm in the QT8 right here in Sensenville. Did I get your call sign right? KB4RAM?
4 Bravo Alpha November.
I think I got you this time as Kilo 4 Bravo Alpha November.
Xavier's Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. Yeah, just headed up to Brevard, then Mount Pisgah, then Hendersonville today, looks like.
Fun. I'm looking forward to field day tomorrow. I can't believe it myself, but about 30 minutes ago, I was flipping through 20-meter band and just stumbled on across W18W. And so it's going to get confirmed. I'm going to send them a QSO card, and he said they'll send me one. I didn't think I'd ever get that place, but I was so excited.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've never worked that one myself, so that's pretty cool.
When talking to somebody before me, I heard W18W, and I'm like, did I miss here? And I wrote it down anyway because, you know, I get in the habit of writing down because I don't want to forget anything. And sure enough, I put my call out there. The bands was terrible last night. This morning, they wasn't too good. They're getting improved now a little bit on the 20-meter band anyway. And he gave me a 5.9. I mean, he come loud on me, and he said he gave me a 5.9. And I just was so elated about that.
K4BAN. Yeah, that's great. Were you just running 100 watts, or do you have a beam? What kind of setup you got?
Running a Nikon 7300 on an infrared half wave, and yeah, I was running 100 watts. I had it at 80, but when I heard that W18W, I didn't want to miss the chance, so I cranked it on up as high as it go, you know, really 100 watts.
Same setup I run to most of the time is the 7300 and either a dipole or infrared or the G5RV, it just depends. But yeah, very good. Yeah, I love that radio. I actually don't keep it set up at home. I usually take it when I go somewhere. Last time I used it, I was up in New Highlands. I was actually setting up Windlink on HF with it.
I'm getting my car packed up where I started last night. I'm getting ready to go to field day at that place up there close to Furman, some kind of equestrian park. And I'm not taking my ICOM. I got another HF rig. It's a Yaesu FT450D. And I'm taking it, because I don't have a case to put it in.
One of those cheap Harbor Freight delicate knockoff cases and put mine, you know, pick the foam out, and that worked pretty well to put the 7300 in a power supply, and then I have the mics and an antenna and other cables in a different case. But yeah, I keep mine packed in one of those. It's, I don't know, 40-50 bucks probably, but yeah, it's always a good thing to take your weather radio if you're going to go out and about, but yeah, it's a well, that's cool. If you have a good time, I'll probably drop by the Blue Ridge Club in Hendersonville, not the Blue Ridge Club in Greenville's field day. And they're going to have it at the park in Hendersonville. I'll be up there for the weekend, so I'll stop in and see what they got going on.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different places having stuff, but I've already committed to going. I'm meeting a guy up there tomorrow morning. But you know, them cases, my Yaesu, I've got a case it came with it when I bought it from a guy, the Silent Key. Well, he got it from a Silent Key. And, it's nice padded and it's protected, but I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to let it drop a second. I think the brand name on this was Apache. I think he got it at Harbor Freight, but, is there a way to cut that out? For the ICOM 7300 if I buy a new one for that, just that radio?
It's just pick phone, so you just pick it out. That's pretty much all there is to it. You don't, you can cut it maybe a little bit, but it's mainly you just pull it. It's usually perforated already.
Well, when I got this one from my friend up in New Hampshire, it was already like cut out to fit that Yaesu, so I didn't know if I should set it down on there and, you know, make a template out of it and trace it and then cut it. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go look at them because it taught me filtering and all that stuff. But it ain't as quick as that ICOM is if you're trying to do POTA or, you know, field day things. But either way, I'm loving the hobby. I haven't even been a ham about not even a year yet.
That's good, yeah. I love it too. I come and go with it. I first got started when I was 14, but I'm, gee whiz, I don't even know, 28 years, and now I had to do the math in my head, but yeah, it's a great hobby.
I didn't catch your first name. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget it, but the name here is Brad. But yeah, I've got a brother-in-law that kind of got me interested into the hobby, and I wish I did a lot sooner, but he's been a ham since like 1976, I think, and at least 1976. But he was my Elmer. Go ahead.
Always good to, it's a good hobby. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I didn't even buy an HF probably. When I bought an HF, it took me 9 years, I think, because I was so young I couldn't afford an HF. I said, well, I'm not going to even try to upgrade to general or anything higher until I could afford it. And I did. I went and got it. I think I passed my general the same day I bought my first thing. I still got it, CS2000 Kenwood. I enjoy it. It got me interested in electronics and electricity, and this I went to college for, so it's my career now, so I don't do wireless stuff for the most part, but keeps me off the streets.
Yeah, roger that. I was, you know, when I took the test, I live in South Carolina, but I was in New Hampshire visiting, and I took my test but in Concord, New Hampshire, and I passed the technician, and they asked me if I wanted to take the general. I passed both of them the same day, and I'm getting real close to taking the test for extra, but that extra is a lot harder. But yeah, I just love the hobby. Like I said, I wish I'd have got into it a long, long time ago, but better late than never, I reckon.
For BA is. Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good hobby to be in. I definitely enjoy it. That's awesome. Yeah, the extra is different. They add a few more questions, a few more rules. You have to do some power triangle math and things like that. I could be confusing it with the GROL, but I think you have to do a little bit of. Nah, I think I'm confusing it with GROL. Like time constant stuff for capacitors, please.
I'm not really familiar with what you were just saying, but I'm gonna have to get off here in a minute, and I just wanted to say thanks for the QSO, and hopefully we get to talk to each other again sometime, and be nice to meet you. W4SBO, I'll be clear on your file.
W4SBO, K4BAN. Yeah, I home QTH is Clemson. I usually go to the HamFest they have at Greenville, where you're going tomorrow. I guess I had it last year, I believe. Maybe it was this year, I don't remember. I think it was last year. But yeah, it's good to chat with you as well. I'm glad you're enjoying the hobby, and maybe we'll catch you on the air tomorrow in Field Day. I'll pull up and take a listen and see what they're talking about out there. I know they usually have a lot of stuff set up. I don't know, I've never been to this one. I usually go to the one up in the Highlands, but we'll see. But yeah, good talking with you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. I'm actually about to drive by the repeater site up here on Caesar's Head. It's 73 W4SPO, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November.
My friend, I'm planning to go to that Ham Fest. I think it's called West Cars or something up there in North Carolina somewhere. But we'll probably cross paths somewhere or another. But I'm going to let you go for now. So K4BAN from W4SBX, I'll be clear.
That one too. I went to that last year and year before, so hopefully I can make it. Well, if you see a guy with a Clemson ball cap on, it's probably me. Or you may not make, you know, maybe somebody else, but there'll be a few of us. So I usually wear that to see the big orange cap. So 73 W4SBO, K4BAN.
Looking for you, my friend. 73s. I hope you have a great day.
WHN, Mark here in Greer. Anyone available for a radio check? Just upgraded the mobile antenna.
Hey, you're loud and clear, Mark. K4BAN. About to pass the repeater up here on 276.
Sir, glad to hear that it's getting out there and doing what it's supposed to. I've decided to go with a half-wave mobile, which is 3.5 feet, and it's a little more noticeable on the car. I may swap it in and out with the little tiny one that fits in the garage, but for field day, I wanted to go all out.
Sir, kind of mount, permanent drill hole, or?
No, NMO mount, so it's on a lip mount on the hatchback.
It sounds good, yeah, halfway a little better for sure on a quarter, but pretty good. Yeah, I'm on a quarter wave equivalent. It's a Laird Larson something, I think.
I found a deal at Gigaparts and got the Comet, I think SSV5, and so far so good. It's reaching out.
What kind of radio mobile you got?
I've got an ICOM ID5100 here in the car.
Okay, how cool this is. Very good. I guess are y'all going up to the field day? I think it's Reeval there.
Yep, I'm going to be hitting the equestrian center tomorrow morning around 10:30.
Yeah, I may catch you on there. I'll probably drop by the one in Hendersonville right when it starts. We're out of town, unfortunately, this year, but sounds good.
Fantastic, sir. I appreciate you coming back for the radio check and just trying to figure it all out as I go along. But you have a phenomenal day in 73, sir. KQ4 WHN, clear.
About this. Get to North Carolina here, just past the state park. So 73, have a good rest of your day. I'll catch you all there tomorrow. K4BA unit mobile.
WA10, W4SBX. 4 WA10 from W4SBX.